Dermot and Dave's.
Mind yourself now. Mind yourself now.
Mind yourself now.
Mind yourself now.
Dermot and Dave's Mind Yourself Now on Today FM.
So the thing about Mind Yourself Now is that it's just to help you improve.
Ah, stop.
All aspects of your life.
Dude, it's too Monday to be doing that. But look, we're all obsessed with sleep. None of us seem to be getting enough sleep. If you ask anyone that you meet, do you get all the sleep you want in your life? The answer is going to be no. But there are certain things on the market right now that tell us that they will improve our night's sleep. But can they actually do us any good? Well, for a Mind Yourself Now sleep special, on the line we've got Dr. Neil Stanley, who's a sleep expert. Dr. Stanley, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
It's Dermot chatting to you here, and I'm obsessed with sleep. And I suppose, like many people, as soon as you have kids, you seem to get less sleep. And we just got a puppy in the house over the weekend, and now we're going to get even less sleep. But we would love to run some things by you and see if you think they actually work.
Okay, no problem.
First up is weighted blankets, because this is something that we mentioned on the show there last week. And in particular, one weighted blanket has received over 7,000 five-star reviews on Amazon saying that it has helped people sleep. Can a heavy blanket give us a better night's sleep?
For some people, of course, it can do. I mean, you know, in the olden days, you had either a bed made with, you know, sheets and blankets, or you had an eiderdown, which were heavy. But for other people, you know, there's nothing better than sleeping under sort of a pure Hungarian goose down, which is as light as a feather. So it's individual. I mean, if you like feeling snuggled and cosseted when you're asleep, then of course a weighted blanket would help.
Is it just opinion like that, or is there anything physiological that's happening when you're being weighted down that could aid rest?
No, there's nothing physiological about it. It's just a state of mind. Okay. If you feel that you're cosseted and you're less anxious and more relaxed, then of course it's going to help you fall asleep.
Another one that gets a lot of press is CBD oil. And people say that it helps them massively get through a lot of things, but including insomnia. Have you any experience of whether that has any efficacy or not?
The science on CBD oil is split down the middle. Pretty much every, you know, one week a study will come out and say it's great for sleep, and another study will come out and say it does absolutely nothing for sleep. I would presume that the blend and the oil that you use, you know, the specific type that you use, would be playing a huge part in whether it has any benefit at all. So if it works for you, then, you know, keep using it. If it doesn't work for you, then perhaps don't be too surprised.
I've had a sleep app for a long time, and I have to admit I've stopped using it because I found myself becoming slightly obsessed with graphs of how I had slept and why was I awake at 2:17 a.m. and all this. So it just seemed like less hassle when I got rid of it. But do sleep apps work?
Well, they're not very accurate, and more importantly, they do lead to what you just described. The name for it is called orthosomnia, which is the search for perfect sleep. So, you know, you become obsessed that you have to improve. The graph has to go up, and if it doesn't go up, there must be a problem, and therefore you become anxious about that, and you become, you know, obsessed with getting a better night's sleep the next night, and it's a sort of a never-ending cycle that you actually work yourself up into such a state that you don't actually sleep. So they're good at general trends, you know, the overall picture across a month. But to be honest, if you want to know how well you've had, you know, if you've had a good night's sleep, just think how you feel. If you feel awake during the day, you've had enough sleep. It's as simple as that.
There's something else called ASMR, which is something, it's a trend that's happened kind of certainly in the last couple of years, I've noticed on YouTube, where people whisper into microphones and do things. They scratch the microphone with long nails. And the number one artist in the world right now, Lewis Capaldi, had a bit of a go of it there the other day.
Hello there, my name's Lewis Capaldi. I'm a singer-songwriter from Scotland. Today, I'm going to be talking you through some of my favourite Scottish slang words. And I'm going to be doing it in the form of ASMR. Jobby. Jobby.
Now, I don't know about you, I would find that hilarious rather than sleep-inducing, but does ASMR work at all?
There is not a shred of scientific evidence for ASMR helping right. sleep. It was something first described in 2007 in a social media post, and although it's got a very scientific-sounding name, it's just, I just find it creepy or hilarious, as you say. Yeah. I mean, somebody whispering quietly in your ear is not going to help me sleep. It's like the thing of every nightmare I've ever had.
What about those alarm clocks that mimic dawn and they're supposed to kind of gently ease you into it? No matter how dark it is outside, it fake creates like light in your bedroom.
Yeah, I mean, again, in wintertime, that may be beneficial, you know, when the sun doesn't come up until 8, 9 o'clock in the morning. But in the summertime, when the sun's already up and the birds are singing at 3 o'clock in the morning, unless you have absolute blackout blinds, a little light next to your bed isn't going to really be doing much. And, you know, essentially, if you're one of these people who sleeps with your head under the duvet or even just facing the other way from the light, it's not going to do very much at all for you.
So all of those things don't seem to do too much. Could you tell us, Neil, how you sleep and what things you use? You are a sleep expert, so what helps you?
Yeah, well, after 37 years of being involved in sleep, it's pretty easy. You know, you need to do something that quietens your mind before you go to bed. You can have a relaxed body, but you can't fall asleep if your mind is racing. So anything that quietens the mind is beneficial. I personally read every night before I go to sleep. But if you want to drink chamomile tea, if you want to do yoga, practice mindfulness or meditation, or listen to Pink Floyd really loudly. Doesn't really matter as long as you find it relaxing and as long as you do it for about 30 to 45 minutes before you go to bed. It's just about winding down, relaxing, chilling out before you go to sleep. And if you do that in a comfortable, dark, quiet, cool bedroom, then it should be relatively easy. You don't need, I mean, sleep is free. You really should not be needing to pay or buy anything in order to get a good night's sleep.
Memory foam or spring mattresses?
I have a spring mattress, all natural handmade spring mattress. If you think about it, if you live until you're 70, you'll spend 220,000 hours in your bed. You'll spend more time in your bed than you'll spend anywhere else. So it's worth investing a significant amount of money in getting the right bed for you. But again, it's personal. If you like the feel of memory foam, then fine. I just like the feel of spring. And it is my one indulgence of having a very expensive bed.
And do you bring your phone up to your bedroom?
I do, and I am very bad. I have an alarm clock, and I advise people to buy alarm clocks and not use their phone as alarm clock. But I'm a bit of a hypocrite because I don't actually use my alarm. I prefer my mobile phone alarm. I do find myself checking Twitter and that before going to bed. And even when I wake up in the middle of the night, I'll check the news and that. So yes, I'm a bit of a hypocrite on that one.
How many hours would you average sleep a night?
Personally, 9.5 hours sleep a night. Wow. If I'm at home and I can get it. That's what I need to feel at my best.
I think we get 9.5 hours between the five people on the team.
So you go to sleep at what, like 10 and get up at 7 or half 7, something like that?
Oh, no, I'm asleep usually before 9 and awake somewhere around 6.
Okay,
I'm a very strong morning person, so waking up and starting working early is what I do. So, I mean, I started working this morning at 6:15 and pretty much I've done all my writing and emails for the day now.
Right.
So,
One thing that I keep forgetting to do, because I hear it sometimes used as a recommendation for helping you sleep, is open the window. And I suppose in a lot of alarmed homes, people don't like to leave a window open, even if it is in their bedroom. How does that help us? And if it does it really help to have some fresh air coming in?
Yeah, fresh air is vital for sleep. There was a study just late last year from Holland that shows that the increase in CO2 in the bedroom, because you know you've got two people breathing in and out, is actually disturbing your sleep. So just crack the window, even if it's minutely, and even in the winter I sleep with the window open, however cold it is outside, because fresh air is really, as you say, an overlooked benefit for a good night's sleep.
A couple of questions in on 087 4100 102. Phelim says, can you ask Neil what is the ideal sleep, i.e. how long REM sleep, light sleep, deep sleep should we get a night? I've got mild sleep apnea and I'm constantly exhausted, says Phelim.
Well, if he's got mild sleep apnea, he should go and get it treated. I mean, sleep apnea is eminently treatable. He should go to his practitioner, sleep practitioner, or his medic and get that sorted out, and that will improve his sleep no end. But sleep need is a bit like height.
Right.
We're all different, and it's genetically determined. So, as I say, I'm 6'5" tall, but I need 9.5 hours sleep. Mm. You know, I can't do anything about it. Some people only need 4 hours sleep to feel at their best. Other people need 11 hours to feel at their best.
Is height in any way related to the amount of sleep we need?
Well, no, I'd say it's not. It's just I happen to be extreme on both ends.
Right, okay.
So, but, you know, some people just need to get, you know, more sleep and rather less sleep. And I say the very simple way, if you feel awake during the day, you've had enough sleep. If you feel sleepy during the day, you haven't had enough sleep. And if you have enough sleep at night, you will get all the stages of sleep in the right proportion.
Right, your body will do it itself.
You won't. So I say, don't worry about it. Just do it, as the Nike advert would say.
Well, speaking of height, Kevin in Galway asks, they have a 9-year-old son who's very active and very tall. Therefore, he uses loads of energy. He gets 9.5 hours sleep a night on average at the age of 9. Is this enough?
That's around about what we would consider the amount that, you know, roughly a newborn needs 16 to 20 hours and a 10-year-old roughly needs 10 hours sleep. So that's probably within the right, you know, with a margin of error, that's probably the right amount of sleep.
Okay. Well, Dr. Neil Stanley, sleep expert, enjoy your Sprung mattress and enjoy your sleep. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Thanks a lot.
Cheers. Bye-bye.